A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS-certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support, natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome to another episode of Who Would Win Unleashed, a show that completely ignores anything important happening in the world and instead focuses on a fictional battle between two characters from the worlds of comics, sci-fi, and fantasy. I'm your host, James Gavsey, and as always, I'm joined by the one and only Eric Holmes. In today's episode, we have quite possibly two of the most powerful characters ever to battle each other in a Who Would Win style matchup. In one corner, you have Ronald McDonald, the ever-smiling red-haired clown and mascot of McDonald's who spreads fun, joy, and Big Macs wherever he goes. And in the other corner, you have Popeye, the rough-and-tumble sailor with forearms like battleships, really should get that checked out, who guzzles spinach to unleash superhuman strength while protecting his beloved olive oil with a signature I am what I am attitude. As usual, I did the patented Who'd Win Google test just to see how many times this matchup has been discussed, and this battle has been discussed insanely quite a few times, but it has never come to a decisive conclusion online, which means today is the perfect day for this Who Would Win Unleashed battle. Eric, I have to know, what are your thoughts on today's matchup?
You're going to see sides of Popeye that you've never known about, and the world's going to finally know who the hell Ronald McDonald is. Ronald McDonald is kind of a creep.
What are you saying? This is not about making personal judgments on our character, although you may not be wrong now that I think about it. And also, what do you think is going on with Popeye's forms?
He's just got some type of a fungi of strength growing in that grip, baby. That grip is unheard of.
A fungi of strength. That's your medical prognosis. That's
exactly what it is.
Fantastic. We should all have a fungi of strength. And I'm going to stop right there. Not every body part should have that.
Got that grip. Okay.
Sorry, kids. But you know, this is interesting because you have two people who, you know, with all this research, evidently know how to fight really well and how to be very commanding. You know, they, you know, when you're in their presence, you kind of can't help but be awed by the overall power, whether it's the French fry kids or the hamburger for Ronald or olive oil and, you know, whoever else he's got, even Bluto for that matter for exactly. Popeye. And, you know, I think that's why today's judge is so cool, because it's someone who, when you're in their presence, they may not have that boisterous, weird, whatever style Popeye has of talking, if you can even call it that, or Ronald's like, hi, kids, kind of whatever is going on for Saturday morning cartoons, but they absolutely do have that commanding presence. So with that being said, let's find out who this is. In today's episode, let's welcome a cinematographer like no other, a DP that should be hired on every major franchise and blockbuster tentpole film out there. It is also, I'm so proud to say, it's the DP for the short superhero live action film I got to be part of as an executive producer, one of the writers. I am talking about the one and only Robin Pabello. Robin, welcome to Who Would Win.
Woo! Let me say that one time.
Robin, welcome to Who Would Win Unleashed.
Thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to this one.
That's it. That's with that kind of buildup, that's what you got. That's not going to lie. I was expecting more.
Who is Robin?
I'll tell you who Robin is. Robin, may I tell a story about you?
Yeah, I'm turning red. Those that
okay, fantastic.
You're ready, Robert. Perfect. This is good.
This is good. So there we were, downtown LA in the Fashion District, trying to film an impossible scene. Well, I was there anyway. Robin was trying to film it, and the stunt crew's in one room, and Robin's in charge of making sure everything's there. And if you watch the opening of Alpha Initiative Zero, which you'll soon be able to do more on that later, sure, you'll see the lighting, everything, the mood. It was just crazy. And she came to me and said, what's my job? And I said, hey, this has to look like Netflix spent millions of dollars on this. And she's like, great, what's our budget? And once I stopped laughing, I said, yeah, we should get one of those anyway. So here we are, and she's around the corner from the action's taking place. You remember this, Robin? And there's me and six other stunt people, women and men who are like badass dudes or people or whatever. And we're all crowding around her. And she just looks at us like, all right, I need everyone to get out of here now, like Batman or something. And I'm just like, and everyone's like, and we scattered and dove for cover and got out of there. Robin, how tall are you, by the way?
5'1¼"
Right, 4'11". And the thing is, she has this commanding presence. She walks in at 4'11", but has the presence of Andre the Giant without the French accent, which is great for everybody. Robin, what have you worked on as a DP that you can tell our fan base, the Legion of Audience?
I mean, my favorite was obviously AIZ.
Alpha Initiative Zero, of course. Go on.
I mean, we were very much challenged on that, which I loved because it gave me like all of the creative flow that I needed and wanted. Outside of that, I was on a second unit on Grown-ish season finale. That was really fun. A lot of volume work. Got to work on those big MBS studio volume stages. I'm not a bragger, so I'm shying away.
Are you shying away?
I am.
Okay, I'll talk. You can tell me if I'm right or wrong. Robin has worked on such blockbusters as Godzilla versus Kong.
Awesome.
She also worked for, did the lighting for WrestleMania 3. And also my kid's bar mitzvah was absolutely fantastic. Thanks to Robin. Using the knowledge of she gained from Godzilla versus Kong to just light such large people moving that fast. It was not a good
time. I love it.
No, here's the thing. Robin is awesome. Also a martial artist. You've been doing jiu-jitsu for a while, taekwondo as well. You know how to kick ass. At one point in Alpha Initiative Zero, you started throwing kicks at me, trying to spar with me. I tapped out very quickly because I knew that was the right thing to do. Even though I weighed you by about 350 pounds, I still felt that was the right way to go.
Sure.
Here's the thing. When it comes to Ronald McDonald and Popeye, because you are so talkative, by the way, what is your overall impression of this battle? Why are you the perfect judge for this episode of Who Would Win Unleashed?
Great question. So I already told that I was a fan of Popeye. I actually,
like the restaurant or the character? Or both?
Character.
Okay.
There you go.
Show. I'm not actually quite familiar at all with Ronald at all. I mean, other than he's a scary clown.
Yeah.
That is the face of McDonald's, which I'm glad he's no longer the face of McDonald's.
For sure.
But
how,
I'm not
how really dare you?
It's traumatizing.
Clowns are
scary.
Is it because like you don't want to treat yourself to such high end cuisine that you're not familiar with Ronald McDonald?
Oh, no, or? I love McDonald's. McDonald's fries and a Coke is it's the jam. I mean, it doesn't matter day or night. Doesn't matter if it's like summer, winter, fall, or spring. Like there's always a call for that. My mom used to take us like after soccer practice, ice cream cone, dip your fries in it.
Yes.
And that was it. And you always order car fries.
I mean, the only thing I'm a little disappointed right now is that the judge was supposed to bring snacks for everybody. And I thought she'd either bring Popeyes or McDonald's. And I'm just looking around real quick. There's nothing here. There's nothing here. This is not going to be a fun episode. You know what would have been fun? The tasty goodness of McDonald's French fries.
That oil.
I know. I'm not going to lie. If someone said, here's like a steak from Spago's or fries from McDonald's, I'm definitely taking the steak from Spago's, but I'll still be hungry. I'll hit McDonald's on the way home. All right, listen, let's get to today's episode. But before we do get to the battle, let's go over the basics of a Who Would Win match. Now, each debater will make 3 points. Keep in mind that the Who Would Win match is a random encounter in a neutral location with no prior knowledge or prep time allowed, and the debater has to stay within the confines of the character. And when it comes to determining the winner, it's the judge who has the final say and will determine which character lost based on death, incapacitation, or battlefield removal for Popeye or Ronald McDonald with no outside interference being allowed. But remember, summoning is allowed. They just can't pull in another character from a different whatever. Sure. Remember, the bottom line is a Who Would Win match is that for one side to get the win, their opponent must be somehow incapacitated for a minimum of 2 minutes where they pose no threat whatsoever. And before we get started, we need to thank our sponsors. Yeah, this is your world right now. I hope you're happy. This is the life decision. You know what would have been better today is if you'd brought some golden fries from McDonald's, not just for kids anymore.
Or some nuggets. Mm, those
nuggets would have been great, right?
Them nuggies.
I would have even taken a milkshake. Milkshake would have been...
Bring them all to the house.
Filet of fish.
Yeah. You know what's funny? We have none of that right now, Eric, so good luck with you. And before we get started, we need to thank our sponsors for today's episode. Blank Spaces in Venice, California. Blank Spaces offers the very best in social co-working communities and flexible office spaces. And I'm not just reading an ad for them. I actually have my production offices and my new MMA school, Relentless Martial Arts, at Blank Spaces at their Venice Beach location, which is also where we're doing the Who Would Win Unleashed podcast right now. If you need an amazing workspace and a great community, do yourself a favor and contact Blank Spaces at www.blankspaces.com right now. And now let's get to the tail of the tape for both of our combatants. Eric, please give us the details for Popeye.
Hell yeah, let's do it. Popeye the Sailor Man is the ultimate tough guy with a heart of gold, gruff on the outside, but always ready to throw down for what's right. With his trademark squint, corncob pipe, and the possibly massive forearms with that fungi growing, this spinach-powered sailor has been cracking knuckles and saving the day since 1929, baby. I hope I'm doing him justice, Robin. Am I doing him justice?
Think so.
All right, here we go. I will continue. Whether he's socking blue toe in a jaw to protect olive oil or teaching kids that veggies pack a serious punch, Popeye is the definition of an old school hero. No matter the odds, if Popeye got his spinach, you know he's about to turn the tide, literally.
Well done, Eric. Here are the details
for James. Thank you, James.
Well done, Eric. And here are the details for Ronald McDonald. Ronald is the ultimate fast food fun bringer, a red-haired, big-shoed, ever-smiling clown who's been making kids and adults grin since the 1960s. As the face of McDonald's, he's all about spreading happiness, friendship, and of course, burgers and fries. Whether he's hanging out in McDonaldland with his quirky crew like Grimace and the Hamburglar, visiting hospitals to brighten kids' days, or being involved in geek culture battles such as this, Ronald is pure positive energy wrapped in a yellow jumpsuit. He's not just a mascot, he's a symbol of joy, laughter, and the simple magic of a Happy Meal. And now you have the facts on both opponents. Robin, do you have any questions before we get started?
I mean, okay. I know you guys are battling, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm trying to, you know, you guys are mentioning, you know, Justice Seeker from Popeye and joy and friendship. I mean, how are you guys going to make me have them turn against each other? This is what I'm waiting for.
Robin, let me ask you a question. I'm a pretty happy-go-lucky guy, right?
You are.
Okay. How long have I been training martial arts and doing the MMA thing?
Too long.
Thank you. Here's the thing. The happiest people in the world are Navy SEALs. And I don't know if they are or not, but when they go on their mission, are they still happy? Yes, because there's a joy in destruction that they commit, and that's what's going to happen today with both of these guys.
Okay. You're definitely giving me, like, your, you know, beyond black belt vibe right now, where you're just like, you walk in a room and you know you could kill that guy and that guy and that guy.
Why are you pointing at everyone?
Controversial, Robin.
Look, you know it, I know it.
I know.
Don't need to know it. Okay.
Okay.
This is why I don't get invited to a lot of dinner parties, because my wife says that out loud to everyone. Anyway. All right, let's get this party started. Eric, here's your point number one.
Let's do it. So first I want to highlight Popeye's superhuman physicals. I mean, let's just start this off that Popeye has already eaten his big can of spinach.
Wait. You're saying that's where you're starting?
I'm starting with that.
There's no ramp up. He's just, hey, it's time for me spinach. And he's chomping down on spinach. That's your point number one.
He's had his 32-ounce can of spinach in him. All right? So now we'll proceed with his powers. Popeye the Sailor Man. All right. And because of that spinach, that little tasty green deliciousness, he's got the power of super healing. After eating the spinach, Popeye can completely heal from any wounds. He's got a healing factor that Deadpool and Wolverine whoosh they had. Okay, this is Popeye we're talking about. He can even regenerate from being erased from reality, people. I will continue. He's also got insane durability. This Popeye is a durable feller. He's once effortlessly tanked flames straight from a dragon. I will continue. He can easily withstand electricity. Those forearms just like stop it from flowing through the rest of his body. He's resistant to magic. Popeye was able to resist and reverse Bluto's transmutation magic, turning Bluto into a bird as a result. He was shot in the back of the head 16 times. Don't know what he did to the guy to piss him off to get shot 16 times in the back of the head, but hey, he was fine. He survived that. My other point, he also reflected the bullet with the back of his head without even flinching. Popeye's ridiculous. He's a sailor, man. He survived an island exploding, which means he tanked an explosion that was somewhere near 100 gigatons in power. That's a lot of power, and Popeye had no problem with surviving that. He also has super-level human strength. He can generate power described as being comparable to 50 atomic bombs, which is one teraton, if you're wondering. Got that out the way. He punched Bluto so hard that when he landed, he tilted the earth. I know Bluto's been mistreated for all you animal lovers out there. I'm just stating the facts, so give me some time here. He also gave the sun a black eye. You ever seen that happen? Thank you. He casually threw a few skyscrapers to stack them on top of each other. This guy also has superhuman level speed. He ran 1,000 miles in the time it took him to say, "Better hold your hat," which meant he hit Mach 4,692.
Is Popeye here? Like, I swear, just heard Popeye in the room. If Popeye got like karate chopped in the throat 100 times, is he here?
Okay, he's with us, brother. He's with us. He's also easily dodged several lightning bolts. He's fast enough to shadow box him. He's also fast enough to shadow box himself. He turned into a rocket and flew fast enough to fly from Earth and to the moon in less than, guess what, 2 seconds, which also means he can fly at super speed. Another fun fact, he once caught a lightning bolt, as I mentioned previously. He punched it, and it just literally just went back up into the sky. So you're basically dealing with someone who has at least superhuman level physical abilities, and we haven't even gotten to the good stuff yet. And all of that is my point number one on Popeye the Sailor Man.
Woo. Wow, you are... Wow.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know what? I think we can all agree that you are one of the greatest singing talents for this episode of the Who Would Win show, for someone who's repping Popeye horribly. I think you win that prize.
Here's the deal.
First of all, I think that's kind of, I'm just gonna look at the judge for a second, and you know, you tell me if you allow this. You're starting off with Popeye having spinach. My step number one is Goku is Super Saiyan God. Let's just start there. Forget everything else. Are you gonna allow this? Is this something you're okay with?
Of course.
I don't even know why I asked you. Okay, More importantly, so Popeye got shot in the back of the head 16 times.
Yeah.
Not once. Someone stood there and said, "Hey, you know what? I'm going to take this guy out once, twice." What kind of social skills does Popeye not have or slash need because he got shot in the head 16 times from in the back of the head? By the way, he didn't even move. He was just like, "Oh, this feels, oh, wow." Like, and he just stood there and took it.
It's something bumping.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing. Like, he's not aware sometimes that something might be doing damage. He's not getting out of the way. Popeye doesn't like to dodge and move, you know, whatever. He's not, you know, bobbing, weaving. He's just standing there taking punishment. That is a horrible idea against someone like Ronald McDonald. And let me tell you why. Because for my first point, for Ronald McDonald, I got to talk about Ronald's superpowers, okay? Get ready for a ride. Now, first of all, he's got super strength. He once whacked a meteor back into space with a massive baseball bat. Since that meteor was packing the punch of 10 megatons, scientists actually figured this out in that commercial. Ronald's strength, hear this out, is basically on par with Superman, maybe even greater. Yeah, that's science in math. Here's the deal. By the way, he pulled out a bat from his back that was big enough to knock a massive meteor back into space. He can just create objects out of thin air. This is crazy. He's also got super speed. He circled the globe on a tricycle in under 20 seconds. That's 830 miles per second on a tricycle. On a tricycle.
Why is a grown man on a tricycle? Clearly needs to be background checked. Continue. Was he ever background checked?
Oh. he can also teleport. He vanishes from one place, reappears thousands of miles away in the blink of an eye. That's insane. He's pretty much invulnerable like Superman. That meteor strike that came down should have vaporized him and the surrounding continent. The United States should have been gone. It was a dinosaur extinction level event, and Ronald knocked it back into space with a baseball bat. That is some serious power. He doesn't even need to breathe, by the way. Ronald can float around in the vacuum of space without a helmet, which is very different from Eric, who needs to wear a helmet every time he goes outside. Same Ronald thing. Can even control.
Stay safe, people.
I'm
stay
just
safe.
Saying the facts. I don't know. It's a nice helmet. Ronald can even control the weather. He can make it rain, stop the wind, conjure clouds, summon rainbows. Ronald's got nature on speed dial. I don't know how this works, but he can walk on rainbows and clouds. He literally strolls on a rainbow and clouds. Again, don't ask how, he just does. My personal favorite, he can bring objects to life. He can turn a regular tree into a milkshake-loving, chatty new friend who will do his bidding. That is scary. And physics, what are physics to Ronald McDonald? Walls, ceilings, mounds. Ronald can scamper up anything and stay there the same way Scooby-Doo can do. By the way, Scooby-Doo is also one of the most powerful reality-warping beings in all of animation, just putting that out there. He's even been seen dancing along kite strings. How do you dance on a kite string? And he can create matter from nothing. Let's say he needs to get up on the moon. Poof, he's got a ladder that just leads him up to the moon. How does he get there? By the way, he travels up the ladder at super speed by not even moving. He gets on the ladder, and the ladder just goes, and within seconds, he's at the moon. That's thousands, millions of miles. I don't even know how this works. He can also has the power. This one's scary. Reality duplicating. Okay, I may be revealing a top secret government thing here. I don't care. Okay. Ronald can create perfect replicas of himself, okay? They share his powers, act in total sync. Imagine an army of him facing the Burger King. In how many commercials do we see Ronald's there, and all of a sudden, there's another Ronald. There's three more Ronalds, and they're not, like, weaker. They don't share their powers and split them, you know, like in, you know, that Jet Li, the one, that really cool movie. No, no, they all have the same amount of insane power. And by the way, he's immortal. He hasn't aged a day since the 60s when he came around. That could just be the makeup he's wearing. he's formed stars, turned day to night, made an entire planet sentient. Yes, he brought a whole planet to life. And what does all this evidence truly reveal? It just turns out that Ronald McDonald can control and warp reality itself like no one's business. Pass the freaking fries, jackass, because that's my point number one.
All right, so this Ronald guy, is he okay? Like, how many drugs is this guy on?
This is the guy who's repping someone with severe hematoma to forearms who hasn't been checked for decades. Sure, let's ask on the health of Ronald.
Hey, Popeye is not, he's out away from the big towns. Popeye is as clean and sober as a judge. This Ronald guy, I think he has some extra stuff going on that, like I said, back to him needing to be investigated. And his little powers and multiple Ronalds, I think that's easily something that Popeye can defeat because he's kind of like weakening himself, you know? Like, is every Ronald have the same strength as the last Ronald? You know what I'm saying? So that's not nothing that I think is too relevant for him being able to replicate himself. And then your other point, immortal since the 60s, you even said it yourself, is that what kind of makeup were they using in the 60s, right? Like this guy...
It was made of asbestos and lead.
I mean, the Wizard of Oz, right? They were painting people with like gold. So yeah, he's aged for sure. And him forming stars, that's all hearsay, okay?
It's been documented in official
Library of Congress. Is that right?
Yeah, watch any McDonald's commercial from the 80s, and he's doing these physics-bending things. I'm not sure. What are we even talking about here, Eric? It's like, I don't pull this stuff out of nothing.
I just feel that, like, these little mentions of his are, they're not, they could be questioned. They might not be actual, powers that he has. So I'm kind of doubting this creation of Ronald McDonald being this powerful at this point.
That's fair. I'm not saying I'm exaggerated, but I definitely accentuated certain things. Let's see what the judge has to say. Robin, you've heard one point from both of us. Where's your head at so far with this battle?
So you all know that I was like more leaning towards Popeye because he's the homie, right?
Yes.
I'm sorry, but like as of right now, I'm swaying and I will rebut your rebuttal.
Okay.
About the duplicity of when he replicates himself. James did say that he does not lose power, that it's the same multiplied again and again and again. So, yes.
I ignored that on purpose.
I know you did, but I didn't.
Okay.
So, I'm just saying, like, Ronald's coming up. You gotta bring me something good and juicy from Popeye.
That sounded so wrong.
Want some of that spinach juice? I'll bring it. You stay around. Stick around.
This is,
ladies and gentlemen,
this is a family friendly show.
No, it's both of your minds are dirty.
No.
We're talking about. I was upset because you didn't bring any like Popeyes or McDonald's snacks for any of us.
I'm a guest judge, sir.
Right.
She's a guest.
Oh, wait. I got that mixed up. Yes. Got it. Now I see where you're coming from. Now I see where you're coming from. I get it. My mistake. You were supposed to bring us food.
Still wrong.
Oh, got it. All right, let's see what's going to happen. Eric, hit us for your point number two.
All right, let's get into that juicy, baby. All right, so Popeye has toon force. That's right, people, toon force. Popeye literally fully embraces that he's a cartoon, letting him bend reality as he pleases. Come on. With this power, he's known to summon spinach from nowhere or even tussle with his own creator. Whatever the gag demands. He also...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Has fourth wall awareness. He doesn't just know he's in a cartoon. He talks to us about it. Popeye can chat with the audience. He chatted with me. He chatted with you. He chatted with everybody. He could tear his own world apart with his daddy. He says dad, but I say daddy. And even try slipping into the real world. Not that it went smoothly, but still, he has attempted it. He's also got body manipulation. Thanks to that classic rubber hose animation style, baby, Popeye can stretch, twist, reshape himself like Putty. No bone-breaking contortions here, just cartoony funny. He's also got the Twisker Punch. Oh, that Twisker Punch, you remember it. You've all seen it. Popeye's signature move. Twist that arm backward, land a punch, then watch it unwind and spin foes like a whirlwind. He usually saves this for when he's really riled up, people. I'm talking riled, baby. He has that power of transmutation. A good punch from Popeye can turn his target into something else entirely. After a punch, villains become all sorts of weird stuff, though they often snap back later, but still, they still do get kind of weird looking. I'll continue. He can shapeshift. Popeye doesn't just reshape enemies. He can morph himself too, turning into a tire, a rock, no problem. Sometimes it's just his arms, like when he needs to have those built-in air brakes. He also somehow has the power of magnetism. By bending a metal beam into a giant magnet, Popeye can reel in anything made of steel. He's ripped up entire bridges in no time flat with this trick, by the way. He also has elemental manipulation. From juggling fire and wind to molding water, Popeye loves messing with the elements. He has even been seen adjusting his own gravity so he doesn't go splat on a mountaintop. Lastly, he has clairvoyance. In true cartoon fashion, Popeye's biceps can become crystal balls, letting him see events happening miles away. It's weird, wonderful, and oh, so Popeye. That's my second point.
All right, some of these things are interesting, but they happen once. They're like one-offs. You know, the whole crystal ball thing, that's not a common thing he does. Ronald walks up and down kite strings every chance he gets. It's just a common thing he does. We see it all the time. But seeing the crystal ball clairvoyance, that's, I don't know, once maybe. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Just like in jiu-jitsu, because now you're officially a student, you've been taking some classes, not been doing badly, by the way. Here's the thing, the best compliment you could ever give me, which you've done before, is like, I knew what you were doing, I just couldn't stop it. So great, he has clairvoyance, he can see Ronald kicking his you-know-what, but there'd be nothing for him to do to stop it. Big freaking deal. Look, this is all really cool. Let me get to my point number two.
Okay.
For my point number two, you're talking about fourth wall breaker. Look, I get it. Popeye breaks the fourth wall. That's cute because Ronald knows he's in a commercial. He'll look right at you, the viewer, and chat you up directly and peer into your soul and just manipulate you from your insidey places to make you have some fries or, you know, a shake or whatever food that Robin didn't bring for us today. He can actually make that happen. So he's actually engaging with us. He's got the power of omniscience. That's the biggest word I know, by the way. He always seems to know. It's a good word, right? It's not omniscience, like I used to say.
I'm a real boy.
That's right. He always seems to know what people want. Like when kids keep requesting McNuggets over a Filet-O-Fish. Seriously, who wants a Filet-O-Fish? What's that even made of? What kind of fish is that? I doubt it.
Is it cod or paddock?
Haddock, maybe?
Halibut.
Halibut? I don't know. I'm not trying it because you know why? There's McNuggets. Why would you get a Filet-O-Fish?
They are delicious.
We're going to McDonald's right after this, by the way.
I like Filet-O-Fish.
Yeah, you do? Yeah, that is a fun one, too.
What is wrong with you? All right. He's also got precognition, right? This is cool. Ronald often pulls out just the right gadget at the right time because it's almost like he's seeing the future Look, the McRib is not out all the time. He knows when we want it. When is it? I guess it's March. I don't know, but he knows exactly when we want it. He's also a time traveler. This is a little demented. He once took a kid to ancient Rome for burgers and fries. And, you know, whether that kid ever got home, well, who knows? I don't know, because all of a sudden Ronald's back in the present. Kid's nowhere there, but at least it shows he can travel back in time. And he's a little demented. He's also a genius inventor. From building interdimensional portals to rocket boots, Ronald's mind is just, I think that's his mightiest weapon out of everything, that and Shamrock Shakes. He can create MacGyver style, anything he needs in the moment. It's crazy. And speaking of great weapons, don't forget that Ronald has the power of summoning. And when he uses it, he summons possibly one of the greatest military forces ever assembled. Let's talk about that. He's got his military general. You know what I'm talking about. It's that insignificant body part that's supposed to last for 3 weeks, but has somehow lived since 1961. I'm talking about Grimace. Grimace has somehow become a taste bud come to life and can now do weird stuff. I'm not saying he's the smartest guy, but he's clearly qualified to be the general of McRonald's army. On top of that, there's the Hamburglar, who's got super speed, super stealth with a slight speech impediment. But look, when he says robble, robble, is it silly? Sure, but he's always a threat. And then he's got the Fry Kids and Friends. They're pom-poms, they have no arms and no mouths, yet they somehow steal your fries, and they operate like fast, goofy foot soldiers for Ronald's army. That's what people don't realize. Ronald has an interdimensional army that he created at his disposal. They're chilling in McDonald Land, waiting for Ronald to summon them back to Earth. Compared to Popeye's limited resources, Ronald's practically unstoppable, and he's got an army to prove it. All of that's my point number two. Oof. Got a rebuttal to that one, Eric?
Yeah. I think what you're missing here is, like I said, our Popeye can literally manipulate himself.
Sounds so wrong.
Hear me out. He has manipulation. All right.
I was talking like emotionally.
He hasn't been manipulated as a man. What I'm saying is, he can juggle fire and wind and mold water. So all this stuff that Ronald's doing, like, that's just one of the things that Popeye can easily handle. That's just, that isn't something that Popeye can handle. Then also, the clairvoyance. Like, his biceps literally become crystal balls. So I think he can kind of foresee what Ronald's going to do. So I think that trumps those attributes of Ronald McDonald. Just those two of the many other things that Popeye can do.
Interesting. All right. Well, let's see what the judge has to say, because we're now what's called the turning point. You've heard 2 points from both Eric and myself. Who do you think is ahead, and what does the other side have to do to pull out the victory?
All right. So as of right now, points have been made.
Yes.
I want to say you're both really, really key emphasizing that they're both superhuman. Right? My thing is that right now you've said that Popeye is dependent upon his spinach to be superhuman, whereas Ronald is just kind of honing in all these like natural things that he is an inventor. Also, like there are key points that they're hitting head to head, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like Ronald has kind of just got me, like, I'm sitting on the fence leaning towards his side, which is kind of disappointing because, like, I'm a Popeye fan, but I'm a fair judge, right? It's tough love, so
that's important. Well, so what does Eric have to do to get the win?
Yeah, ooh. What do you need? I have a whole nother point coming up. What are you looking for?
What I'm looking for is I just need a showstopper from Popeye.
Okay.
Right? So, you know, you are, like I said, I'm leaning towards Ronald, which I don't want to do.
Okay.
Because I'm a Popeye fan. But, I don't know, James has got some really compelling things that, you know, like, he's doesn't need, he's not interdependent onto something. So I need something that's going to just like shoot me over the moon for Popeye. Like, give me something more.
Okay. So you want something that can shut this redheaded freak down? Is that what you want?
A little bit. Yeah.
All right.
This is sounding personal. This is,
I mean, him time traveling with a child is not okay.
That was horrible, by the way. That was no like, just bring him back. With them? Just bring, all you had to do is grab him by the shirt. Hey, little Jimmy, we're going back. No, yeah. He left little Jimmy back there. And by the way, and it was in a Roman Colosseum where like lions and stuff were like tearing apart.
Not safe.
No, not safe environment whatsoever. Yeah, like, not like McDonald's Playland, which is also not safe. Don't
not
ask
a moral
me why.
Man, he's not. He has no morals.
None whatsoever, yeah. Which makes him so devastatingly dangerous.
Like more like a sicko.
Sure.
But yeah. You're not helping your case here with Ronald. Now I'm like on the fence.
No, I didn't say Ronald was a good person, although he is. I think something was wrong with little Jimmy, by the way, and he just wanted to save the world. Just put that out there. All right, so go ahead, Eric. Here's your point number three.
All right, so since we're talking about all this, Ronald's ability to have a grimace and a Hamburglar and being able to, be fast and his army and be able to fight and all this, I want to now focus on Popeye's fighting style and his big accomplishments. I think this will really tie things together.
All right, I'm here for it.
All right, so he actually has a wild fighting style, by the way. It's very unorthodox, okay? It's kind of a wild blend of brute force, quick improvisation, and cartoonish unpredictability. He's an expert bare-knuckle boxer, Popeye is, okay? Which is heavy on hooks, uppercuts, with a stance reminiscent of classic dock workers, all right? So this is a strong blue-collar man, all right? So he can really pack a punch. On top of that, he's an expert in wrestling and grappling. People don't notice. He's actually judo-inspired throws, believe it or not. He can flip his enemies by using their own momentum, hinting at throw-based techniques, you see. He's also mastered improvised street fighting. Anything goes, mops, chairs, that corner-on-the-cob pipe can even become weapons on the fly. And with that strength, he can really throw that pipe way across the room, no problem. Strike someone in the neck like Ronald McDonald, take him out. That's just one of the many things that our Popeye can do. He also relies on a slapstick toon force. Back to that toon force, I will not stop mentioning it. Cartoon physics, that Popeye warp reality with sketchy limbs and gravity-defying attacks. Do not forget that. But he's also got a not-so-secret weapon, okay, which is that pipe again. I'm getting back into it, all right? Popeye's pipe has been used to stop flying boulders.
What?
Absolutely. crack open vaults, okay, and suck in spinach when his hands are tied. All right,
I do remember that last one. The first two I don't remember.
Yeah,
yeah, the sucking power.
Yeah, that's right. Suck that spinach.
He
can also spout flames like a mini little flamethrower, or become a spinach ray gun that converts enemies into allies. And then there's his biggest victories. All right, follow me on this. He's beaten Bluto, that big, huge, super-powered brawler, many times. He's beat a super-powerful witch known as the Old Hag. He's beaten Sinbad, the genie Alibaba, the giant Albert, the aliens from Mars Attacks, Hercules, and even beaten his own animator. And if that wasn't enough, Popeye's legendary brawls and fearless attitude inspired generations of kids to eat their veggies, not taking them on creepy trips, encouraging them to eat their veggies. I rest my case.
Look, stranger danger is a thing. Okay, stranger danger is a thing.
Say aloud.
First of all, I don't think with someone who has 1,000 kids, you know who's not inspired to eat vegetables by Popeye? Any of them. And trust me, I have tried. So I'm going to just invalidate that complete statement you just made.
Okay.
Popeye is insanely powerful. There was, I love the show. It's called Death Battles. Mm-hmm. They did Popeye versus One Punch Man, and Popeye actually beat One Punch Man. Mm-hmm. And they used a lot of arguments you're saying. But there's one weakness Popeye has.
What is that?
That is, I think, you know, again, I was telling the judge this before the fight or before the Hoodwin match. I look at these fights kind of like, an MMA coach, right? As if I'm cornering someone going into the cage and I've got to analyze that opponent. And sometimes it's not what the opponent can do. It's what has to happen for the opponent to get to that ability to do it. Do you give them that opportunity or what have you? So let me get to my point number three. Now, for my point number three, I'm going to talk about a few things real quick. You know, first of all, Ronald's had some insanely big fights. He's tamed bulls. He's done crazy stuff to animals. Little kids are not safe. They get left back in time in the Roman Colosseum. This guy is ruthless. And he's smiling while he's doing it, by the way. Very, very creepy, not going to lie. When super advanced aliens arrived with tractor beams to nab kids, and fries. By the way, they emphasized the fries more than the kids being abducted. They were like, oh no, you know, little Johnny's being taken up into space with a thing.
And everyone's like,
the fries. Oh no, the fries. The fries. We'll never get them back. Anyway, so Ronald reversed the beam by, check this out, slurping on a straw that somehow pulled the beam back down, saving everyone effortlessly. How do you reverse a tractor beam of energy by putting a straw in it and talking about sucking power, slurping on a straw and reversing the polarity of this? I don't know how that works. Anyway, it's crazy. But here's the ultimate funny one. Look, in 2010, again, 2011, Corporate Accountability International from McDonald's tried to retire Ronald, blaming him for childhood obesity. That is a horrible accusation, by the way.
You see?
I know, that's horrible.
That's a jerk.
So McDonald's tried to update Ronald's look and shift towards a more grown-up vibe, removing ball pits and play areas, much to my dismay. By the way, ball pits are fantastic hiding places, and if you find the right one, you won't get kicked out in 5 minutes. Don't ask me how I know. And just when it seemed Ronald was down for the count, he reappeared in such a big way, reestablished himself back in reality after the man tried to take him out. He appeared in 2019's Macy's Thanksgiving Parade, larger than life and stronger than ever, as a massive, you know, huge balloon of Ronald McDonald, just to kind of reassert his dominance into the whole thing. This is like Goku having a Super Saiyan moment. Ronald's like, you know what? I'm back. Here we go. But there's one more thing to discuss. And by the way, he's back in the modern May Day save things. The one big thing to discuss, and this is now Popeye's ultimate weakness, and I brought this up before. So here's the deal. When you start a Popeye the Sailor Man episode, you get the theme music, everything's great, nice adventure, whatever's happening. But then halfway through or three quarters of the way through, what has to happen when Popeye's facing whatever threat? He eats his spinach. Well, if spinach was so powerful and so great, why would it wear off? Why doesn't the next episode start with Popeye not eating spinach because he already had it the episode before? What I'm trying to say is Popeye, or the spinach, I should say, has a shelf life. It only lasts so long. I'm thankful it does. But when it's gone, he has to then eat more spinach. Put that up against Ronald McDonald. Robin, you already said it. He's just who he is all the time. This is the thing. So in a battle between these two, it's going to go on for a long time. Toon Force versus McDonald's goodness. Things are going to happen. And then all of a sudden, Popeye's spinach power will wear off. And that's when Ronald takes him back in time like little Jimmy and leaves him at the Roman, I don't know, or does something else. My whole point is Popeye has a time limit with spinach. Ronald has no such limitation. That's why he wins this fight. That's my point number three.
Okay, my rebuttal to that is
you better bring the hammer.
Yeah, here we go. Remember, he's not eating loose leafed raw spinach. This is canned spinach. Have you not heard of how long things can last in a can? Okay, so what I'm saying is he can consume it. That pipe I told you, he got olive oil can get it to him. So yes, he does need his spinach. Okay, he does, but in terms of once he gets it, which he has many ways to get it, this canned spinach can last for a really long time, okay? So I think you're kind of like downplaying what is coming out of that can. If you guys like some good chili, you know, I have a lot of canned chilies at home. You know, you got chicken noodle soup, you know, all the different brands. And in sailing him as a sailor, when you go out to sea, cans last, okay? So in my opinion, is readily available and can last for a long time. It's just that he needs a bit more of it.
You know what? Here's the thing. I'm also wondering, thanks for reminding me, I'm wondering if Popeye, just like he did with, you know, he turned the a taste bud into Grimace, he turned a cheeseburger into the Hamburglar, could he actually animate spinach into the McSpinach and make him part of his army? Kind of like what happens in Solo Leveling a little bit. Like, wondering, you know, yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to kind of jump on that one. All right, listen, let's see to what our judge has to say. I'm just putting this out there.
I was just purely about how he can get the spinach and what type of spinach it was. So,
That's fair. Listen, we got to kind of go to what the judge has to say. But before we hear what Robin has to say, Eric, give your top 3 points to why you think Popeye wins this battle to Robin.
Absolutely. So remember, Robin, he does truly have Superman level physicals, okay? That Toon Force, all right? Then lastly, he's a great fighter. So that's my top 3 points with Popeye.
Those are good points, okay? My top three, Ronald has great physicals as well, and Popeye, he's got much better Toon Force than Popeye. I'm just putting that out there. Popeye's spinach only lasts so long, whereas Ronald's powers never diminish. And finally, the real reason why Ronald McDonald beats Popeye is because, unlike Eric, my mom doesn't watch me when I take a shower.
Oh, that's something that he's projecting on me because his mother still watches him till this day.
She pays good money. I'm not saying, like, you know, some things you can't turn down.
And yeah, so
she's just trying to be helpful, Eric. All right, listen.
Sure.
Robin, it's now officially time for your decision. Take us through your process. Tell us a story, if you will, and reveal who you think wins this battle between Popeye and Ronald McDonald.
All right. So I will say, like I said from before, Popeye is the man. I love him. Ronald is a little scary. We've touched on that, and maybe slightly unstable for leaving a child in another dimension at another time by himself to be eaten by lions. So you guys both made super good points on how they're both superhuman, super strong, speed. You know, Popeye's able to heal himself. He does have that toon force, which I do love, right? Yes. So he's able to roll with those punches. And his stylistic fight, which, I mean, I love grappling, so that's one of my favorite things to do. Yes. With all that being said, let's go to Ronald, right? Ronald, also superhuman, can teleport, can go into space. He can kind of warp in reality. He does have the capabilities of duplicating himself without having to lose his superhuman strength. He can time travel. I think the big thing is that he can invent things. And like James pointed out, he could basically convert Popeye into his army and make him work for him. As much as I don't want to agree with James, but I will say the battle winner of this is gotta be Ronald.
Really?
You have it. And there you have it. And look, this is the deal. There was never any doubt in anyone's mind, Eric. Robin told me, sorry, Robin. Beforehand, she said, let me make this up to you for not bringing you any delicious McDonald's food and just tell you that I might give you the win today. And, you know, she wasn't wrong.
All lies.
Here's the deal. I think Popeye is insanely powerful and has like that. The only weakness I can think of is that the spinach just doesn't last that long. That is it. You know, it's the same thing with like an MMA fight. If sometimes you're like, hey, in the first round, just last. Second round, you're going to time out a little bit. Third round, go in for the KO or for the sub or whatever it is, because you got to last longer than your opponent. That's what this is. That's all it comes to.
Spinach. This is canned spinach.
Which he eats entirely. Sometimes he even eats the can.
It does last. I think what the mispoint is that 100% the canned spinach lasts. Difference
the shelf life is insane.
What, after you consume it, though, right? It goes out. He's got to come back and eat it again.
More.
Right? So there's that digestive period where Ronald...
We're getting into science. I love it.
So
go
after
ahead.
He goes to the outhouse,
I'm just
Popeye's
saying,
out in the woods.
Like,
so after
I mean, even if he can cut it open with his pipe, right, and suck it out of the jar.
Right.
with the sucking powers.
You both have sucking powers.
We both do.
Wow.
We both do.
I hope you're talking about Ronald and Popeye.
I am. I'm talking about your fighters.
This took a horrible turn.
Something to agree on.
I don't like how you're smiling at me right now, Eric. Okay. Well, all right. So really well done, Eric. Tell the audience real quick how you feel with yet another loss.
Oh. Yeah, I'm getting beat up over here, you know?
I thought you and Robin were friends, by the way.
Yeah, me too. I mean, and a huge Popeye fan. And, you know, just this, I think this spinach is really playing a bigger role than it should. I mean, I'm sorry. It is a very relevant thing with Popeye. But I think him having unlimited access to canned spinach, like, it's on tap, you know? But a choice is a choice. We respect our judge. So,
do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you not?
I do.
Okay. So we both do.
Not. I could respect her more if there was like McDonald's in the room right now. You know.
Right. But yeah.
So disappointed.
I just have to go and think about how I can just like maybe give him like a IV like spinach drip system or something. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's that'd work great like Bane, except he's got spinach.
Right. Give me your Bane real quick. Come on.
Go.
I want more spinach. No, sorry, I don't have it. All right, listen. Robin, thank you for being a judge on the Who Would Win show. Not paid for my impressions. I'll work on them. But here's the deal. You were great. Thank you. Great questions. There was never any doubt I was going to win. But, you know, you came in and gave me a little doubt, which scared me a little bit. But it's all good. Tell the Legion of Audience, our fan base, where they can find you online.
Oh, yeah, that's great. I have a private Instagram account, Robin Pabello.
So people can request.
Exactly.
How do they spell your last name?
P-A-B as in boy, E-L-L-O.
And stay tuned for some big news
yes.
of Robin's next film, Alpha Initiative Zero, coming out very, very soon.
Woo.
Yes, where Robin made it absolutely magical. And by the way, so much fun to work with. She was very cool. Eric, great job again. You came very close, but it is what it is. Tell Legion of Audience, our fan base, where they can find you.
Yes, my handle across social media platforms is at D-T-H-E, Eric with the C, Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S.
Very cool. You can find me on X, aka Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook by typing in at James Gabs. And remember to join the official Who Would Win Facebook group to make a suggestion for a matchup for the show and to be part of our growing community. You can also find us on Instagram and Threads and TikTok at Who Would Win Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else you go for your podcasts. On behalf of myself, Eric Holmes, and the rest of the amazing Who Would Win production team, thank you once again for checking out another episode of Who Would Win Unleashed. We'll see you next time.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.